Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 180, entitled, In the Beginning Was the Word. One of the most popular sets of verses in the Bible explaining Jesus' omnipotence and omnipresence is John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. The King James Version. I want to go back a bit because many whose eyes are not open look to disputes, saying that the Bible is contradictory. Because Jesus is all-knowing, after his resurrection, it was one of the first things he established for the disciples, giving them clarity. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Luke chapter 24, verse 27 of the King James Version. We must increasingly begin to realize the power of spoken and written words. When John spoke, he established Jesus as the Word. This is of God. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. John chapter 1, verse 4 of the King James Version. Right here, God has established that life is invaluable, a powerful gift that can only come from Him alone. Meditate on this scripture. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Because evil actions are committed daily, men take the lives of other men with blatant disregard, and for any other reason than of the necessity to defend themselves and the innocent. But if your eye is bad, spiritually blind, your whole body will be full of darkness, devoid of God's precepts. So if the very light inside you, your inner self, your heart, your conscience is darkness, how great and terrible is that darkness? Matthew chapter 6, verse 23 of the Amplified Version. The Spirit is speaking to me of judgment and truth. the dangers of the superiority complex, showing that we will not be absolved of murder. I will confirm this at least twice. Number one, there it was, the true light, the genuine, perfect, steadfast light, which, coming into the world, enlightens everyone. John chapter 1, verse 9 of the Amplified Version. Number two, because that which is known about God is evident within them, in their inner consciousness, for God made it evident to them. Romans chapter 1, verse 19 of the Amplified Version. To be elected by Him is the greatest gift. It is innate, knowing that you belong to Him, verifying that many are called, but few are chosen. Heed the blessing. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and I have appointed and placed and purposefully planted you so that you would go and bear fruit and keep on bearing, and that your fruit will remain and be lasting, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, as my representative, He may give it to you. John chapter 15, verse 16 of the Amplified Version. We have forgotten that the world envies the believer. When they look at you, those who truly desire Jesus, they should say, "I want what you have." Living a life as a believer should be done to the fullest extent possible. The devil is dangerous and is deceiving many. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. John chapter 10, verse 10 of the King James Version. Recognize the seriousness of when God calls out the children of Satan, because it is what it is. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. Read that again. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. John chapter 8, verse 44 of the King James Version. One scripture that is dangerously taken out of context is, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19 of the King James Version. People take it in part, stopping at, "Behold, I do a new thing," using it to justify being like the world to gain souls for the kingdom. You are being grossly deceived while misrepresenting God. Meditate on John 1, verse 5 in the Amplified Version. The light shines on in the darkness, and the darkness did not understand it, or overpower it, or appropriate it, or absorb it. Now here it is, and is unreceptive to it. Let me bring this into perspective. What harmony can there be between Christ and Belial, or Satan? Or what does a believer have in common with an unbeliever or infidel? That's the Amplified Version. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. That is the King James Version. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 15 and 17. We must become transformed and continue in this transfiguration. So let me end with this. Number one, but to as many as did receive and welcome him, he gave the right, the authority, the privilege, a righteous privilege, to become children of God. That is, those who believe in, adhere to, trust in, and rely on his name, who were born not of blood or natural conception, nor of the will of the flesh or physical impulse, nor of the will of man, that of a natural father, but of God, that is divine and supernatural birth. They are born of God, spiritually transformed, renewed, sanctified. John chapter 1, verses 12 through 13 of the Amplified Version. And short but succinct, number two. He who is not with me, believing in me as Lord and Savior, is against me. There is no impartial position. And he who does not gather with me, assisting in my ministry, scatters. Luke chapter 11, verse 23 of the Amplified Version. Let me add the consequence as Jesus immediately follows with this parable. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest and finding none. He saith, I will return unto my house whence I came out. And when he cometh, he findeth it swept and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh to him seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Luke chapter 11, verses 24 through 26 of the King James Version. This is why lusts can never be quenched, and hearts are harder and colder. Always coming from a place of love and in truth. Thank you for joining me here again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you.